بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. As we had mentioned in the Friday Bayan, that these are very, very auspicious days and nights. The first 10 days, the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the ummah the value, the significance, the importance of ibadat and a'mal salihah during these days. Ma min ayyamin العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله عز وجل من هذه الأيام. There are no days in the entire year in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than those good deeds done during these 10 days of the Hijjah. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa al-jihadu fi sabilillah, even jihad in the path of Allah? Nabi Kareem said, yes, even jihad in the path of Allah. Except if a person goes out and he does not return, in other words, he becomes shaheed. Otherwise, ibadat and amal is saliha, good deeds done during these days, are most beloved in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Also, we mentioned the virtues of fasting. These fasts are not compulsory at all. These are optional. These are nafil fast. But any person who fasts during these days, the first 9 days, of course, 10th of Dhul Hijjah is Eid day, in which it is forbidden to fast. So these days, if a person keeps one fast on any of these days, then he gets the sawab of fasting an entire year. And ibadat done during these nights, the person gets the reward of Laylatul Qadr. On the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and in our country, this year, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah will be the coming Wednesday, the day before Eid. Eid will be on Thursday, inshallah. So Wednesday is our 9th of the Hijjah. At least on that day we should try our level best to keep roza on that day. Again, it is not wajib, it is not fard, it is not compulsory, it is a nafil, it is highly rewarding if a person keeps fast on that day. The entire year's minor sins are all forgiven, and the next year's minor sins are already forgiven by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are great opportunities for us to seek from the vast treasures of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah's maghfirat, Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. These are all chances and opportunities Allah has kept in front of us. It is left for us now to draw from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to the best of our abilities. Those who are doing good deeds, you must make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do not look down upon any person who may not be fasting. Do not brag about your roza, because it is optional. But we encourage one another, and inshallah, if somebody makes amal, then we will also get the reward for it. So being able to keep roza, or doing any righteous deed during these days, or ibadat, tahajjud at night, whatever, tilawah, dhikr, any good deed, whether it is during the days of Dhul Hijjah, whether in the month of Ramadan, or any time in the year or in our life, the ability to do good deeds is only tawfiq from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. At-tawfiqu min Allah. Tawfiq means the opportunity, the chance, the ability that Allah Ta'ala affords us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it easy for the person. Allah gives him a nice chance, and Allah inspires him. Allah gives him the energy, the taqat to do the good deed. So Allah removes all obstacles for him, and Allah inspires him to do the good deed. Allah prods him, encourages him, motivates him, pushes him on to doing the good deed, and then to accomplish that good deed. All this is tawfiq min Allah, for which we have to make abundant shukr. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous incident where he called Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, alhamdulillah, I've mentioned this narration many, many times. And each time I mention this narration, really, it brings some type of enjoyment in the heart. Where he calls this Sahabi, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who was not a very elderly Sahabi as far as age is concerned, but a very prominent Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him as, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, Wallahi inni law uhibbuk. The Nabi of Allah takes a qasam, by Allah I love you. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his Sahabi, Allah's qasam, I love you. And then he tells him, لا تدعنا في دبر كل صلاة. Do not miss out after every fard salat the following dua. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, assist me, give me the chance, the ability to make your dhikr and to make shukr to you for all the bounties you've bestowed upon me, and to make your good ibadah, to make your ibadah properly. In other words, we cannot do it on our own, except with tawfiq from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lengthy hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and just one point I will mention, which is a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat. Oh Allah, I am asking you to give me the ability to do good deeds, فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات, and give me the ability to refrain from sins, from evil deeds. So again, ulama have explained, كيف يأتي التوفيق, how does tawfiq come into a person? The very first thing is التضرع إلى الله والدعاء إلى الله, cry and beg Allah, والله give me the chance, give me the opportunity, give me the understanding, the ability, and the strength to do righteous deeds that will please you. The person has to continuously make the dua to Allah. And of course, the person must have an inclination towards doing good deeds. He must have that burning desire, that zeal, enthusiasm. He must look forward towards it. If a person is laxed, he has an indifferent attitude, he doesn't care. Amal is just by the way, doing some good deed, bringing some change in his life, he's not so interested in it. Then a person will be deprived from doing that good deed. Allah will not give him the tawfiq. Ulama, if explained, he mustn't have kasal in him, laziness. He must show the jazba, that himma, according to your niyah, according to your intention, your resolution, Allah will open doors for you. Allah Ta'ala will actually shut off all those, or remove those barricades and obstructions in you reaching Him. And Allah will pave the way for you to reach Him easily by doing those good deeds. So we got to beg Allah Rabbul Izzah, show the zeal, enthusiasm. Do not show a lax attitude, don't care attitude. How many a person never grew a beard, I'm talking about men. And then suddenly after some time, the desire was there in the heart. And then tawfiq came from Allah. Because Allah could see some determination in this person's heart. He was finding it difficult for whatever reason. And then Allah gave him that himmat. And then he takes that plunge. And then he is bold, he's brave, he's courageous, he stands up, he's steadfast, and he begins to grow his beard. And then it becomes so easy for him to grow a beard. Now to shave off his beard, he detests it, he abhors it, he hates it. How many a sister, a woman, who was not in hijab, she heard the virtues of hijab, people had encouraged her, but she never got the tawfiq until one day she made up her mind. She was sincere. She made dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gave her the opportunity. Allah gave her the tawfiq. And then she came into hijab. Now she enjoys the life of being in hijab. A person was not reading salah. People encouraged him, cautioned him. And nothing happened until he gained tawfiq from Allah because of his sincerity. there was that spark in his heart, that flicker that was pushing him on, and that was from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That was tawfiq from Allah. Allah was guiding him until he became a 5 times namazi. And now he is concerned and bothered about his qada salat. For the years that went by and he didn't read salat. Now he is very, very careful about being steadfast and punctual on his salah. So tawfiq comes from Allah. First thing, beg Allah Rabbul Izzat. Show that fervor, enthusiasm, zeal. And then a person has to stay in those circles and those companions and friends who will remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will encourage him in a nice way towards doing righteous deeds. If you are in those circles, where the people are just playing cards, gambling, drinking, womanizing, talking all filthy things, then obviously we will not get the tawfiq. In fact, we will be deprived because we will be sinning. And in that company of evil, shaitan will persuade us to do more evil. So what do we do? One option is that we must now influence those friends of ours in a nice way, make dua for them. Don't look down upon them, but in kind words, sweet words, encouraging words, try and bring them away from that environment into the environment of the masjid. We lose nothing if we take one friend of ours, who perhaps was never in a dhikr majlis, and we encourage him. There's no membership, there's no fees, there's nothing here. We just bring him to sit a little while into this sakina, the sukoon that comes when a person, when the majlis of dhikr is taking place, or any bayan, any waaz, any nasihat. By doing this, inshallah, you'll find more and more friends will come. You'll be rewarded. They will change their lives. They will get tawfiq of doing good. But if that bad company is going to influence us and make us abandon our salah, then we have to then move away from such a company. So stay in the company of the pious, the righteous, of those people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is very, very, very short. Extremely short. We see how rapid the days are going past. Half the year is already over. We hardly saw this year. Islamic week, the year is almost ending now. The Hijjah has just started. This is the last month in the Islamic calendar. So this Islamic year is already coming to an end. Do not procrastinate. We do not know when we're going to get the tawfiq of doing good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have also mentioned birrul walidain. By you being dutiful to your parents, respecting your parents, you get your mother's dua, your father's dua, then Allah will give you tawfiq of doing good deeds. We do not know when that mother made that dua for us. Perhaps she's no longer in this world. And the effects of that dua, we are seeing it today, that Allah has put us onto the right path. So always try and gain our parents' duas. And if they have passed on, then send isaliya sawab for them. Make istighfar on their behalf in abundance. Inshallah, if we do so, even though we were not dutiful to them in this world, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make us, raise us and rear us on the day of Qiyamah as dutiful and obedient children of our parents. So the important thing again is to show raghbat, longing, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from all type of gunas to the best of our ability. Do not become immersed in sins. Do not become immersed in the love of this world. There are people who live in this world. Allah protect us. Allah safeguard us. In one hadith it is mentioned, in fact my mind is digressing, that when Allah loves any person, Allah protects him from the love of the dunya and getting caught in the glitter and glamour of the dunya. Like how a sick person, if in his particular case the doctors say water is going to be harmful for you, then even though he's thirsty, the family members, they will keep the water away from him. Because no, for the next few days, you are not allowed to drink any water. They will protect him from taking even a sip of water. They will feel sorry for him, but for the best of, for his own good health, they will protect him from taking a sip of water. Like that, Allah protects the person from getting caught into the glitter and glamour of the dunya. He does not chase after dunya. Dunya chases after him, but he does not chase after dunya. So a person we find who lives a life all the time, from the morning,
entire day, evening. It's only dunya, dunya, dunya. The circle of friends also, only business people, only this is the only thing, whether it is janaza, whether it is nikah, whether it is outside the masjid, it's all the time some business deal, business, tijarat, dunya, 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 dunya. Then he's going to go very far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, really, there is one statement the mashayikh have mentioned, which makes a person very, very afraid. I'radullah anil abd. Allah ta'ala is turning away from his banda. When Allah turns away his merciful glance from any servant of his. In other words, Allah, despite all his tolerance and his mercy, now when the person shows a total don't care attitude, doesn't appreciate any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's brazen and bold about sinning, and he openly violates the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He boasts about his sins. He does not care one bit about one adhan, one tilawat of the Quran, one salat, nothing, nothing, nothing. There's not even an Eid salah in his life. Allah protect us. Allah protect our children, all of us. But when the person stoops to that level, where he does not care about Quran, doesn't care about our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even and Allah comes onto his lip, not even a dhikr of Allah, not even durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means that Allah is not giving him the tawfiq of doing good. Allah has shut the doors of doing good for him. Allah has in fact turned away from such a person. I'radullah anil abd. May Allah protect us from that. Therefore we make dua all the time. Oh Allah, you grant me tawfiq. Give me the strength. Don't make me helpless in doing good deeds. Ya Allah, you give me the taqat. Oh, elderly parents and grandparents should always say, Allah, you give us the taqat tandarusti, the sihat, the health to do good deeds. Then even in charity a person, he will be so generous. He will start with a few cents, few rands. Then Allah gives the person chances and opportunities of going more and more and more and more. And each time he's giving with sincerity, he is getting such an enjoyment that he cannot explain to others. Same with other ibadat. He's reciting Quran and he's just going, getting consumed in his tilawat of the Quran. Nafil, he's engaged. Dua, dhikr. He's looking forward to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq of doing good deeds and gaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So inshallah, next week Thursday we'll be observing Eid al-Adha. May Allah grant us a beautiful Eid full of happiness and the ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the day again we must refrain from all type of sins and gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. It is a happy day, it's a happy occasion. The night before Eid, in other words, Wednesday night, is a very Mubarak night also. Most of our people, again, we forget in the enjoyment with the animal that we have. And of course, that's also another very, very, very important aspect. We had a program already on Qurbani. So then again, we should try our level best, at least a wajib Qurbani. Some Qurbani we should be doing here, if we are selling nafil elsewhere. But at least show our children. It was our parents, our grandparents who showed us Qurbani. And we did Qurbani in our backyards. And we should all be happy and we should have those sheep and goats. And we saw that and we learned how to make Qurbani. This is something we should continue teaching our children and grandchildren, and this legacy must continue. A thought that came to my mind. Those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with wealth. Remember, Qurbani is wajib upon you. And the masail, we know, upon that person who does not have the amount of nisab during the days of Qurbani, for him Qurbani is not wajib. But thought it has come, and inshallah Allah give somebody, all of us, that tawfiq again of doing what I am going to encourage, inshallah. Those of us who have extra, we have surplus, and we're going to make many other nafil, wherever we're going to do. Perhaps one animal. We try and help a person, even though Qurbani is not wajib upon him. But this year we see that amount, let me give it to this person, so he can purchase an animal, and he can also make Qurbani, his children can also be happy on that day, they can also enjoy their own animal Qurbani. We do so much of good charitable works, may Allah reward all those who are giving sadaqah, khairah, the good works. But to bring a smile on a person's face, especially on the day of Eid, what will we lose? Animal cost plus minus 2,000 rand or a little bit more, whatever it is. That little bit, one saving for one person, and he and his family, you know what du'as he will give you on that day? They will get meat, they will have their own animal. They will give you du'as, you will get the sawab that you help another Muslim brother, another Muslim sister to observe their qurbani. How happy their children will get. So inshallah, I hope some person gets tawfiq inshallah. I will also get the reward and you will get the reward. And this must continue in this way inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. And again, these days will pass so quickly, so quickly, so quickly. It's only Allah's fazl and karam. Allah gave us a chance tonight even together. This is part of our ibadat for tonight. Inshallah, Allah bless us with the sawab of Laylat al-Qadr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isadiru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, faghfir lana wa tub alayna, faghfir lana ma qaddamna, wa ma akharna, wa ma asrarna, wa ma a'lanna. Anta al-muqaddimu, anta al-muakhiru, la ilaha illa anta. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك Allah, hamare gunaon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, you have given us these Mubarak days and Mubarak nights. Ya Allah, we are so weak, we cannot make your ibadat correctly and properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do amal-e-saliha how you wish, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you grant us the tawfiq, my Allah. The opportunity, the ability, my Allah. Through your fadl, your grace, your kindness upon us, my Allah. And accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us more than iman, my Allah. Allah, when we leave this world, ya Allah. Show us our abode in paradise, in Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die on iman, my Allah. Don't make us die in kufr, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Protect our lives, protect our iman, protect our deen, our madaris, masajid, marakiz, makatib, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, there are so many people who are not well currently, my Allah. Allah, some of them have got stroke, ya Allah. Some have got heart problems, somebody got cancer, my Allah. Young children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, elderly people are not well, my Allah. So many people have got a very severe flu, even, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, you are Shafi. Grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Give all of us good health, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us in abundance, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut with iman in Medina Sharif. And you must be most happy with us, my Allah. Allah, you grant us the tawfiq of doing such a good action before we pass away that you readily accept, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqim, Ya Allah. Allah, these are the only hopes we have, my Allah. That on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, you will grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters have raised their hands, masoom children are present in this gathering, my Allah. The elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah, we only make ibadah to you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, whatever worries we have, whatever sorrows and grief we have, whatever hardship we have, mushkilat, masaib, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are latif, ya latif, ya latif. Ultuf bina fi taysir kull asir. فَإِنَّ تَيْسِيرَ كُلِّ عَسِيرٍ عَلَيْكَ يَسِيرٌ اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of all the hujjaj who are born. Ya Allah, so fortunate, so lucky they are, my Allah. You invited them, my Allah. They're your delegation, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make istighfar on our behalf. Ya Allah, make them remember us in their du'as, my Allah. Accept all the hajj, my Allah. Grant them Hajj Mabroor, Maqbool, my Allah. Allah, take us also for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Especially those upon whom Hajj is Fard, my Allah. Allah, and they have the means, my Allah. Allah, you create the sabil and way for them to make the Hajj. Ya Allah, if they're not gone as yet, next year, Ya Allah, you make it possible, my Allah. Allah, protect us from all types of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent حفاظ, علماء, صلحاء, أتقياء أبرار, مقربين, مقبولين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah, all those requested duas, my Allah, grant them all the jais murads, حاضرين, غائبين, سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.